And so, dear lady, day 12. Getting close to the halfway point in the month where things are going to change a little bit, but I will see that this one will be continuing the original plan at this point. Now, my dear lady, I believe that there is something that you have that I need still. Something that I want. Something that I desire. And this token resistance that you are showing, I don't know how much of it you've got left, to be honest with you. To which today I'm going to give you a bit of a break, my dear lady. I am not going to touch you at all. I'm not going to lay my hand on you. I'm not going to kiss that neck. I am not going to do anything. Instead, my dear lady, I am going to watch. I am going to watch you touch yourself. I am going to watch you edge. And I am going to watch you bring yourself over the edge. So, my dear lady, how about it? How about I get comfortable sitting in a chair across from you, watching you use your toy on yourself, watching your breasts heave, watching your legs twitch, watching you stroke yourself for me, watching you writhe against that bed for me. And all the while, dear lady, I'm just sitting here, staring at you intently. My blue eyes showing you the hunger that I have, the need that I have. The desire that I am keeping pent up, because that is all about you today, dear lady. And how much by this point you truly, truly need to come. Because don't think I don't understand, my dear lady. Don't think I don't understand just how much the pressure has built by now. How much the hunger has built. Because you've been listening to me this entire time, my dear lady. And I know just how much you need it. Just how much you need to come. Just how much you need to lie there before me. How much you need to pleasure yourself. How much you need to touch yourself and make yourself come. Because I can smell it, dear lady. I can almost taste it. I can smell by the tension in your body, the completely candid way that you look, the way that you could never truly, truly hide your need from me, my dear lady, the way that just looking at me shows me the depths of your hunger. The way that just looking at me makes your heart quicken, and you know just without a shadow of a doubt just how badly you need it. Just how hungry you truly are from it. How I can tell just by the quivering in your lips. The slight moisture collecting on your cunt. how every part of your body seems to give off a pure heat haze of passion, of need, of hunger. But I'm just going to sit here, my dear lady. I'm going to sit here and watch you play. I'm just going to sit here and watch you stroke yourself and touch yourself and fuck yourself with your toy, and I am going to stare my need into you the entire time. I am going to look at you with so much hunger, so much need, so much passion, that you will quiver, that you will quake, that you will feel it hit you from top to bottom, from head to toe. You will feel the force of my hunger, of my need, of my passion. You will feel it, and it washes over you like a cascade. You will feel it as it runs down your leg. Yes, because it will be an extension of your own need. And I can tell, dear lady, I can see, I can smell just how wet you are for me, just how hungry you are for me, just how much you need it. So what are you waiting for? You know what you have to do. As I sit here and stare at you, as I sit here and watch you play with yourself, as I sit here and hunger and smoulder with desire, as I sit here gripping the arms of my chair, needing to claim you as you play, as you fuck yourself, as you moan, as you ride the edge of ecstasy in fucking defiance of me. Sooner or later, my dear lady, sooner or later, you'll ride the edge that little bit close. You will fly that little too close to the sun, and you will spill. You will fall over. You will come. And you will fucking lose yourself to it. You will continue to come, and you will lose your mind, your body quaking, your limbs flailing, your mind complete chaos. Your chest rising and falling in passion and need, and your cunt quivering and gripping your toy. And I will sit here, dear lady, I will sit here and watch every moment of it, because it will be my triumph. It will be my victory. And I will watch you come, and I will growl deep in my throat with satisfaction and need. Because once you've come, then I can play. Then I can take. Then I can claim. Then I can fuck you, but only after you've come. Only after you've given me what I need. Only after you've satisfied and sated my hunger for that one precious thing. Because you know how this works, dear lady. You know how I need it. You know how my hunger for you works. You know how I need you to come for me, even at my own detriment. Ignoring my own need, because because my real need is for you to come. So at this point, my dear lady, at this point, I need you to let go. I need you to lose control. I need you to come for me. And to keep coming for me until I am sated. Until we both are sated. Because I need it, dear lady. I am hungry for it. You can see from the look on my face right at this moment. You can see from the laser focus in my eyes. You can see from the way that my mouth is slightly parted. And you can see the way that my chest rises and falls slightly heavier than it should. That I am incensed. I am only holding on by that thread. But I won't snap, my dear lady. I will not snap, not until you give in. Not until you finally throw away that last shred of obstinacy that has kept you going this long. That silly, silly resistance that has kept you from what you truly need. And you finally, finally spill over that edge. You finally lose yourself. And come. And come, and come, and come, and come, and come, as I need you to, as I command you to. Because I need it, and you need it. We need you to come. Because of your fucking reward at the end. Because of my need at the end. I need you to come. Now, you have not many days left. Before I get darker. Before I get hungrier. So, my dear lady. Are you gonna come? Are you going to come for the gentle side of me? Are you going to come for the daddy? Or are you going to come for the other side? Because either way, my dear lady, I need you to come. I need you to lose yourself, and I need you to lose every thought, every fucking potential outcome other than you coming for me. So dwell upon it, dear lady. Dwell upon it. Dwell upon it and sate my hunger, sate my need, and come for me. Or we continue this dance. Or we continue this spinning around each other. Sooner or later you will break.